live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 10:30. My guest, Gemma Yovie Hunt, she's a trial manager for a new study on mindfulness-based cognitive therapy for teenagers. It's being led by the University of Cambridge and funded by NIHR, which is a National Institute for Health and Social Care Research, and they are looking for people who are interested to take part. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, can you give us a little bit of a background of this study and what it is and what it's about?
Yep, certainly. So the study is a large collaboration led by the University of Cambridge, led by Professor Tamsin Ford and Patrick Smith, who is based at KCL. So it comprises of 10 different universities and NHS trusts. And the reason we're doing this study is we're looking at a new treatment for teenagers who have recurrent or relapsed depression. So they've already received a treatment and haven't got better.
And you say it's a 4-year study, so it's, you know, you're going quite in depth in this, aren't you? And you've already sort of just started, well, you started a year ago kind of preparing for this study. And is depression quite a big thing then with teenagers? It feels like it has been, it's been kind of more in the media since of COVID and things, but I'm guessing it's been before that as well.
Yes, unfortunately, depression is a serious issue, particularly here in the UK, where about 140,000 young people aged 15 to 19 experience depression at some point. Out of those 140,000, only about 35,000 actually access NHS treatment for their depression or low mood. And unfortunately, only around 14,000 don't see improvements, and about 8,000 relapse after initial success.
So you're looking for better outcomes of this. So, you know, that what's happening isn't working for everybody or a lot of people, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we need more sustainable treatment options for these people.
And so this is mindfulness is going to be used as a actual tool, where, you know, it's been talked about in the news and people use it for meditation and for feeling kind of calmer, but this is now going to be looked at as using it as a actual tool, is that right?
Yes,
and a treatment.
That's correct. So so it's worth mentioning, so MBCT, which is mindfulness based cognitive therapy, is actually available for adults on the NHS. It's a NICE recommended treatment. So NICE is the organisation.
Yeah, as in not a NICE recommended. Yeah, that's the trouble with it, isn't it? Yeah, so that's the people that decide on which treatments we're allowed to use, isn't it?
Yeah, so MBCT has an evidence base of being proven effective in adults who have multiple episodes of depression. And it teaches them mindfulness techniques combined with cognitive behavioural therapy, so CBT, to prevent relapse. What we don't know is if this is effective in teenagers. Obviously, their brain is wired differently to an adult. So the team, the scientists behind this intervention, which is called Mindfulness for Adolescents and Carers, which I'll refer to as MAC.
Yes.
they've spent the past 10 years adapting MBCT to be more engaging for teenagers. And what's unique about this treatment is that we are also offering it to the parents or carers of these young people affected.
Well, that's really good, because you know, you can know as a parent of a teenager with depression, it's going to be really stressful, because you don't know what to do for the best. You know, the kind of things that people will say, oh, have you just tried this, that and the other. It's very hard when your teenager isn't responding as kind of this is in air quotes, a normal teenager. But although, what is a normal teenager? They're all very different, aren't they? And so it's really lovely that actually that they're being thought of in this, and it's not just just for the teenager or just for one part of the picture. It's going to be a whole picture, isn't it? Because I can imagine if you're dealing with that, lots of your life things that are going to go out the window as well.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes, they're including them in the treatment will give them the tools to support their children's recovery.
Yeah, and probably their own as well, to have, you know, just a bit of take their know have strategies to deal with say their teenager, but also perhaps using them in some way for themselves.
Exactly. Yep.
And how long is each program?
So the intervention, MAC, is an 8-week weekly group-based session, either in person or online.
Oh, so that's good, yeah.
Where they're taught mindfulness, CBT, cognitive behavioural techniques. The main function of this is really to help them recognise early signs of depression, for example, avoiding repetitive thinking, repetitive negative thinking patterns, and staying in the present moment. At the same time, the parents or carers will be in a separate group, so they won't, for the whole 8-week programme, they won't be necessarily together.
That's good as well, because then they feel that they can say what they want either way, you know, without feeling they're being judged by, or they don't want to say something because their parents there, or equally, you don't want to say something because your teenager's there. That's really good, yeah.
And also, they if you're taking part in a group, there is absolutely no, I can't think of the word. You don't have to talk if you don't want to talk.
So you can just
if you don't want
observe,
to share.
Yeah,
you can just sit and take part in the techniques. You don't have to share. You don't have to talk. I wanted to stress that.
Yes, yeah, because some people then feel like they're you worry about what you're going to say next, and then everyone's going to be looking at you. But yes, that's really good. So, and I guess if you feel comfortable to say something, then that's fine, and that'll be helpful probably to the rest of the group as well.
In addition to the 8 weeks, 8-week group sessions, we are also co-developing an app to help for between sessions, so people can practice. There's a parent app and there's a young person app that's been developed by the team at King's College London, along with young people. So young people and parents and carers are helping design this app, and it's just so they can practice the skills between their sessions.
That's also good that it's designed with the people in mind, so that they can put their input, because it's all very well people, these people want an app, and they'll design it, and then the young person comes along and thinks, well, that's not relevant to what I think or whatever. So that's really, all these things are going to be great ways that it will be sustainable, and it hopefully will be really useful. Yeah, and so what you're saying about trials and testing of this?
So we have the evidence that MBCT is effective in adults with recurrent depression, but we don't know if MAC is actually effective in teens. Therefore, we're conducting a large-scale trial across England. As I mentioned before, it's 10 different universities and NHS trusts. We need to see if it's more effective than the standard NHS treatments available. We don't know if it is or isn't, and that's why we have to conduct this trial. So what we're doing is we're recruiting a total of 480 15 to 18 year olds and their parents. The parents to join is optional. You don't have to join if your parent doesn't want to join. Half of these people, and this is across England, half the people will
So is it 480 across the whole of England? So
yes, well, there's certain sites.
Well, the 10 places that you're that institutions that are taking part, but it's being led from here.
It's being led from here, yes. Uh-huh. So it's 6 different areas of the UK. Sorry, not the UK, of England. Yeah. half the people will be assigned to the MAC group, and where they will receive the intervention, and half the people will just receive their usual NHS care. I mean, the reason we're doing this is because we don't know if it works or not, so we have to compare the two groups. So both groups will then be asked to complete some online questionnaires for 12 months, and then we can compare the results.
Yeah, and after this 8 weeks, though, is there any kind of further support? Or is it you just do the 8 weeks and then, because you said that they're doing questionnaires for 12 months, so they will just, I guess they have the app and then they'll have their general treatment, is that right?
Yeah, we won't, so taking part will not stop you having your usual treatment, so you won't be taken
this
off any waiting list.
Right.
Yeah, it will be an addition. So you take part in the MAC group, but you will still be on, it won't affect your usual care.
Well, that's good to know, isn't it? Because you don't want to be worrying about that, do you? Now, how... If this strikes a chord with somebody, or they know someone that might be interested, how do one they either get in touch with, or how do they get referred for this, or you know, how does it work?
So you can, if you Google attend mindfulness study, you'll be taken to our website, and you can find our contact details.
And attend is not like just that is all in capitals. That's the actual name of the study, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the name of the study. ATTEND.
Right, and. Can young people do this themselves, and or do they have to be referred?
Nope. Young people or their parents or carers can contact us directly and we'll take it from there. We can give you.
But it has to be someone that's already had some treatment for depression and that had they've or not really.
But yep, they could have. It would be depression, low mood or anxiety.
Okay, so anxiety does come into that as well.
Yeah, it might be via the NHS, it might be privately, it might be through a mental health support team like those you get at school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, there's lots of ways to get involved. So, and even if they weren't sure, it's best to get in touch with you and you can and guide them through that, can't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, that's brilliant. So, well, thank you very much for that, Gemma. It's really interesting and really interesting study. I think it's really important. And hopefully you'll be able to let us know in a few years' time how you're getting on and whether this is going to be taken up.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Cambridge 105 Radio.